Coming up, we're going to talk about the seven things we love about living in Orlando. Coming up next. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando Show, coming to you from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined this week in the studio by realtors Josh Evans.
Hello.
Ruben Colon.
Hello, hello.
Not realtor, Corey Fiascanaro.
Welcome.
And of course, I am also a realtor. I guess I should be saying that on shows. I don't do a lot with it. I mean, I have it. These guys are the ones that do every day, all day, and night, and weekends. They're lucky I let them take time to come in here and do this. Not with us today for this round of shows, my business partner and co-owner of Moving to Orlando, Sean Falk. We're trying to work around his schedule. It's tough because he's a very, very busy man. But if you need to reach out to Sean, email him, Sean, S-E-A-N, at movingtoorlando.com. So we had the, you know, I had the idea I wanted to do worst things about living in Orlando, which was the last show we did. And we really found like three that we really all agreed on. And so right before this show, we want to talk about the best parts, the things we love about living in Orlando. And it was not hard to come up with seven. So even double, a little more than double the bad list. And number one on everyone's list, no galloping shock here.
Yeah.
Theme parks. For me, it's Disney, Universal, SeaWorld. It's why I moved here. It's why I wanted to live here. I know that's true of you, Mr. Fiascanaro.
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing better as far as being able to live here than something that we talk about all the time, to just be like, you know what? Are you feeling Epcot today? Let's go do that. You know what? You want to go get dinner at Magic Kingdom tonight? Let's go do that. Also, the way that it changes how you're able to experience it. When you're on vacation, you have the FOMO. You have the FOMO, and it's like, I need to get the most out of every single day. Go, 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 go. And that dissolves. You can more leisurely enjoy a different pace that you're not going to get on vacation. And that is the best thing about living
here. And that's what I realized after I moved here back in the Stone Age, that whereas Disney, for example, was a destination for my vacations, it now just became like a part of my daily life. As Fiasco was saying, you know, you hop on, you look, see what reservations are available for dinner. Oh, we haven't eaten there in a while. Let's go there. It changes everything.
Yep.
It changes everything. And the competition between the three major theme parks here, you know, Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, they're always trying to one-up each other. And we win. We win. Because they're all, I mean, it really, it's world-class. It is absolutely world-class attractions. But that is what was my number one reason for wanting to be here. I had to be here for the theme parks. It was the reason, the initial idea behind moving to Orlando was me, you know, trying to come up with content for the Diz, and my business partner in dreams, John Magi, we were talking, and he's like, we should put something up about moving to Orlando because everybody's always asking us about it. Now, that was 20 years ago. It took me a while to get it off the ground, but here we are. But that was the whole genesis behind it, was, you know, Disney fans who want to move closer to the parks. And of course, in the process, a lot of folks found us not Disney fans. That's not their main reason for moving here, which is why there are six other items on our list. How'd you like that segue?
Yeah.
That was a nice segue. I'll give myself that. Weather. You know, that was one of the things we hate about Orlando, but it's also one of the things we love about Orlando because, yeah, we get 8 months of spring. And our winters are, do you have a light jacket to put on? Because, it's 65 out. Ooh, you know, 60 degrees, they're pulling the homeless in off the street. So really, I mean, for as bad as the weather can be at certain times of the year, right?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. Weather, I mentioned this in the last video, the worst, the three worst things about living in Orlando. Well, for me, weather is a big, big plus here just because we get to avoid snow. I do not like snow at all. And we don't get any of it. We're lucky if we drop under 60 ever at any point in time. For the most part, it's pretty much like above 70, 80, 90 degrees the rest of the year. So it's fantastic. It's great weather. It's great theme park weather. You know, it's not too cold. The parks never close down. Like the water parks might, but the theme parks themselves never close down due to weather, unlike other states. They have to close down due to the cold and, you know, the snow, because the coasters can't run if it drops on their specific degree. So here, they're open year round. So you can go to Disney, Universal, do all this stuff. You can go to the beach whenever you want, almost year round. And then there's, you know, other stuff that we have on our list that kind of like, you know, because of the weather allows us to do as well.
And one of the ones you brought up, I hadn't even thought about, Ruben, was the ability to have a private pool in your home year round.
It's nice. I can confirm that because I have one.
Yeah. Now you do. Yeah.
I do too. Now I'm excited. We actually just got a house with a private pool. So, and it's fantastic. It's nice to be able to go out there. I haven't spent too much time in it just yet, but I'm excited.
Well, you have to do showings 14 hours a day.
A little busy right now, but, you know, just the idea of having a pool right in your backyard that you can just walk out year round almost and just jump into and go swimming. Whereas, you know, everywhere else because of the weather, you're not going to be able to jump into a pool when it's like 20 degrees.
Well, no, you have to close the pool down. Like exactly. Up north, if you have a pool, if you're one of the strange people that has a pool in your backyard, you got to break it down at the end of summer.
Yeah.
Because otherwise there's this massive ice cube sitting in your backyard. The other one that was brought up, no state income tax. We have no state income tax here, which partly because of the number one thing on the list, theme parks. It brings in so much revenue to the state that they really don't have to have a state income tax here. You're looking at me like
I just filed my last New Jersey state return. So,
okay.
I'm very excited about it.
State income tax, no state income tax. One that was on Josh's list that it has to jump onto mine. What I like to call shopportunities. Great shopping in Orlando.
Incredible.
And you have like my favorite, Josh's favorite, the Mall at Millennia.
With bougie stores.
Bougie.
They have Mall at Millennia. That's where you're going to find your bougie stores.
Okay. There's that. I'm not sure what bougie means, but
bourgeoisie. Yeah, it's like it's a term that means like high end, basically high end.
Okay.
Yeah. Like you got your Louis Vuitton store, Coach, Armani.
I love how he put Louis Vuitton and Coach in the same sentence. You're fired. You're fired. Oh, don't let the straight people shop. You know, definitely very high end at Mall of Millennia, but also the Florida Mall, while it's much larger and can be a lot more crowded, there's some great stores in there as well. But then you have the outlets.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And the outlets are really, really built up here because we get a lot of folks from outside the country that bring a lot of business in. And so we have like everybody's got an outlet store here. Ted Baker has an outlet store here and it's really good. And the prices are really good. So yeah, lots of opportunities. Like not even with the theme parks, like to shop.
So I like all those things too. I like Mall Millennia. I like Florida Mall, and they have all that. I mean, just to mention Disney Springs, That's an outdoor shopping mall that's in your backyard now. And it's obviously amazing. They just don't have just the Disney theme stores anymore, but they have all sorts of other stores. They have, you know, your Sephora, your Base, and all sorts of stuff. But also to mention, I'm someone who really likes, you know, the cute little boutique niche stores. And Plant Street in Winter Garden is all that. It's all the really cool small business stores. Definitely check that out as well. And also you're going to see lots in that Winter Garden area, lots of different food options from people who you can obviously tell came from other corners of the country and brought their own best food from that area to Florida. So you're going to get awesome Italian pizza from New York. You know, you're going to get Philly cheesesteaks that are like they're from Philly and like all sorts of stuff like that. It's a great spot.
And I have, I don't know. Oh, there she is.
Oh, there she is.
There she is. What? 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 You're on camera. She's being needy today. And she was like standing at the door to the studio looking at me. Oh, you're holding her up. I'm like, wow, she's got tall. that's Dolly, by the way. Dolly's going to be 2 years old next month. Oh my baby's all grown up. All grown up, saving China. What's that a reference to? My baby's all grown up, saving China.
I don't know.
Mulan.
Oh, okay.
God, all these Disney fans. One is in kind of a tagging on to what Fiasco was saying, with Disney Springs in particular. Disney Springs brought in some great stores. It also brought in some great dining to a town that has a lot of great dining. Mm-hmm. There are so many like world-class phenomenal restaurants in this town, and everybody thinks it's only at the parks, and it's not. We're talking about, you know, Winter Garden. You talk about Winter Park. You talk about Restaurant Row on Dr. Phillips. Now, invariably, when I say this stuff, some snooty douche who's like, oh, you don't understand fine dining. I'm not calling it fine dining. And I do understand fine dining. Trust me. Look at me. I know how to eat. There are some fantastic restaurants. It doesn't have to have a Michelin star in order to be good. So before the douche patrol comes out and starts talking about, hey, you don't get it, I wanted to make sure I got this out. We have phenomenal, phenomenal dining options, really creative dining options, some wonderful, wonderful chefs working in this town and creating some really exciting experiences. Let's talk, you know, we can just off the top of my head, we can talk about the Polite Pig at Disney Springs, which is the sister restaurant to the Ravenous Pig in Winter Park. Both are absolutely phenomenal. Both should be experienced. And that's just, look at Wine Bar George. Just, we'll stay at Disney Springs. Wine Bar George, Morimoto Asia. STK. It's a chain steakhouse. It's absolutely phenomenal.
It really is.
Absolutely phenomenal. And then you've got my personal favorite. I can't wait until I can like go back in without having to risk death. Linda's La Cantina over on Colonial outside of downtown Orlando. For years, I drove by it thinking it was a Mexican restaurant. It's not. It's a steakhouse that's been here since I think the 40s. And it's kind of a throwback. The steak. It's unreal how good it is. Let's see if they'll do takeout. Let's see if they'll do. Because now I want Linda's. They closed on Mondays. But that's right. They closed on Mondays and it's Monday. Damn it. But you've got all these great places around here. And you're always, and I love it. Now, 24 years I'm here. You're always discovering more. There's always more opening. There's always something new going on. And that leads us to our last one, the Fiasco brought up. Mm-hmm. There's always something to do. You know,
seriously.
There's always something to do. There's things going on all the time. And it's like things you get in the city, things you get in small town, things you can't find anywhere else. They're all here.
Yeah.
They're all here. We have a thriving arts community. You have just always, there's always things to do.
Like just the things that we already mentioned, you know, you have all access to all these theme parks, Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, all these awesome restaurants and shopping destinations. But that doesn't even begin to cover all the tourist attraction things on iDrive, WonderWorks, Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah.
You want to go see a rocket launch? You can go see a rocket launch. You want to go drive to a beach? Which one? There's so much to do. And I found myself living in Massachusetts being like, oh, what am I going to do today? And just like having such a short list of options. I had the same problem. I was in Meridian, Mississippi for a little while. I was in Washington State for a little while. And I'm not saying there's nothing to do there. But as somebody who doesn't drink in all of those places, the amount of things that you do have to do gets shrunk down a lot. Here in Central Florida, the list is literally endless. I could probably live here for the rest of my life and still not do everything.
And I have... you know, oh, no, she's like, absolutely not. Drake likes... Never mind. Dolly's being very needy today. I think she may have to go out. But no, you're right. I mean, there is so much going on all the time. And I think one other thing we have to add to this list, this is the best place to be at the holidays. The things that go on, whether it's at the Magic Kingdom or at any of the theme parks.
Just in certain towns.
Exactly. I mean, it's a whole different way of experiencing the holidays here than anywhere else. So it's got to be eight things we love about living in Orlando. And honestly, you give us enough time, we could probably come up with about 50.
Yeah, this list was constructed in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe less.
Yeah. That's how much thought we put into these shows. Thank you for pointing that out, Fiasco. These guys had these topics like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. But yeah, there's a lot to love. There's a lot to love. And this is why, you know, I wanted to make sure if we were going to do the things we didn't like, we had to balance it off with the things we did and be honest about both. Because living here, like I said, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. And if you would like to live here, how about that segue?
Very good.
If you would like to live here, we can help you out. Head over to our website, movingtoorlando.com, and fill out the contact form there. Or you can reach out to one of these fine gentlemen in the studio with me, Josh at movingtoorlando.com and Ruben at movingtoorlando.com. And that will do it for our show for this week. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week with another episode of the Moving to Orlando show. Have a great week, folks.